Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're doing a deep dive on one of the most controversial and high-growth names in the entire market, Palantir Technologies, ticker PLTR. This stock has been a battleground between bulls who see the future of AI and bears who see a valuation that's completely detached from reality. We're going to look at the business, the numbers, the risks, and I'll give you my honest take on where we go from here. Let's get into it. Palantir has been on an absolute roller coaster. Over the past year, the stock is down about 5%, but zoom out to 5 years and you're looking at a gain of over 400%. That's the kind of performance that gets people's attention. But recently, the stock has pulled back significantly. Over the last week, it's down almost 9%, and over the last 6 months, it's dropped over 30%. So the question is this a buying opportunity, or is the correction just getting started? For anyone who doesn't know, Palantir was founded back in 2003, originally focused on serving the intelligence community, helping with counterterrorism and national security. The company is headquartered in Denver, Colorado, and is led by CEO Alexander Karp. They build advanced software platforms that help organizations integrate data, make decisions, and deploy AI. Their big push right now is their artificial intelligence platform, or AIP, which is designed to bring large language models and other AI tools into enterprise and government workflows. They have about 4,000 employees. Now let's talk about the business, because this is where things get interesting. Palantir reports revenue in two main segments, commercial and government. In fiscal year 2025, total revenue came in at just under $4.48 billion. That's a massive jump from $2.87 billion in 2024. Representing about 56% growth year over year. Breaking that down, the government segment brought in about $2.4 billion, while the commercial segment brought in about $2.07 billion. So it's a fairly balanced mix now. Geographically, the United States is the dominant market, contributing over $3.3 billion. The UK added about $427 million, and the rest of the world contributed around $728 million. This is a company that is clearly scaling and fast. Let's dig into the earnings because the numbers here are really the core of the bull case. In fiscal year 2025, Palantir reported net income of over $1.6 billion or 63 cents per diluted share. That's up from $462 million or 19 cents per share in 2024. And just 2 years before that, in 2023, they earned about $210 million. The trajectory is clearly up. The company has now posted 8 straight earnings beats, which is a sign of strong execution. Their gross profit margin is incredibly high at over 84%, and their net profit margin is over 43%. That's the kind of profitability that software companies dream of. They also generated over $2.1 billion in free cash flow in 2025, up from $1.14 billion the year before. The balance sheet is rock solid, with over $1.4 billion in cash and short-term investments and total assets of $8.9 billion against total liabilities of just $1.4 billion. They have virtually no debt. This is a financially healthy company, no question about it. Looking at some key metrics, the current ratio is nearly 7, meaning they have plenty of liquidity. Return on equity is over 32%, and return on invested capital is over 22%. The price-to-earnings ratio, based on trailing 12 months, is around 142. That's high, but the forward PE is expected to come down significantly as earnings grow. For 2026, the forward PE is estimated around 90, and by 2028, it's projected to be around 43. By 2030, estimates suggest it could be as low as 10. That's the power of compounding growth. Now, let's run through a quick SWOT analysis, starting with strengths. The most obvious is the incredible revenue growth and the high gross margins. They have a sticky customer base, especially in government, and their AIP platform is gaining serious traction. They also have a fortress balance sheet. Weaknesses. The valuation is a major concern. A PE of 142 is not for the faint of heart. They also have a history of stock-based compensation, which dilutes shareholders, though they are managing it better now. Opportunities. The AI boom is the biggest opportunity. If Palantir can become the go-to operating system for enterprise AI, the growth could be massive. International expansion also offers a huge runway. threats. Competition is fierce. Big tech companies like Microsoft and Amazon are also pushing AI platforms. There's also regulatory risk, especially in Europe. Recently, there's been news that the UK is reviewing Palantir's contract with the National Health Service, which could be a headwind. Looking at the recent price action, the stock has been under pressure. We're seeing a correction from the highs, and there's a lot of debate about where the bottom is. Some analysts see a potential reversal zone forming, while others warn that a breakdown could extend the correction. The volatility is a feature, not a bug, with this stock. It's not for the faint of heart. So, what's the stock actually worth? Let's get into the valuation. For a company like Palantir, which is hypergrowth and has a short operating history, a standard DCF can be tricky. Instead, the most reliable model here is a forward PE approach. The model confidence is high, and it's the recommended setup for this type of company. Based on our analysis, the MarketSnap fair value estimate comes in around $78.90 per share. Now, the current price is around $135.53. That suggests an upside potential of -41%. That's a significant premium. The implied 5-year CAGR based on this base case is about -10.3%, which would mean a $10,000 investment today would be worth about $5,822 in 5 years. Now, before you panic, let's talk about what drives this valuation. First, the model uses a normalized forward PE target of 35, which is a reasonable multiple for a high-growth software company, but it's a far cry from the current multiple of 142. Second, the projections assume a gradual normalization of stock-based compensation and free cash flow ratios. Third, the growth rate, while still high, is assumed to slow down over time. These are conservative assumptions. If Palantir can maintain its 50%+ growth rate for longer, the fair value would be much higher. Here's my take. Palantir is a phenomenal business. The revenue growth, the margins, the cash flow, it's all best in class. They are perfectly positioned for the AI revolution. But the stock price already reflects a lot of that optimism. The current valuation leaves very little room for error. If they execute perfectly, you could still make money, but the downside risk from a multiple compression is real. The UK NHS contract review is a reminder that government contracts can be fickle. My honest opinion? I think Palantir is a great company, but at this price, it's a high-risk, high-reward bet. It's not for everyone. If you're a long-term believer in AI and you have a high tolerance for volatility, it might be worth a small position. But if you're looking for a safe place to park your money, this isn't it. What do you think about PLTR? Is this a buying opportunity or a value trap? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.